President Bush has released his fiscal 2008 budget plan. Mary Agnes, could you recap its health care provisions?
While the size of both Medicare and Medicaid would increase under the plan, Bush's proposal would curb that rate of growth in both programs by about $101.5 billion over the next 5 years through administrative and legislative changes. Reduction in market basket increases and payments to hospitals, nursing homes, and other provider groups account for a large share of those cuts. Funding for the National Institutes of Health would increase by less than 2%, while the budget for the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention would be reduced by about 4% from fiscal 2006. In addition, the President's plan would increase funding for the State Children's Health Insurance Program, or SCHIP, to $5 billion, but some analysts and lawmakers have said that's far short of what's necessary to fund the program. Another provision of the budget would require higher-income Medicare beneficiaries to pay more for their Part B and Part D premiums.
What's been the reaction to the budget?
While some GOP conservatives praise Bush for trying to put limits on entitlement spending, other lawmakers, including many Democrats and provider groups, say that Bush's proposal would do dire harm to the nation's health care providers who deliver care to millions of Medicare and Medicaid beneficiaries. But administration officials stress that Medicaid will continue to grow on average by more than 7% a year over the next 5 years, and Medicaid growth would be slowed from 6.5% to 5.6%. There's also concern about language in the budget that would limit SCHIP eligibility for new enrollees to children in families with annual incomes of less than 200% of the federal poverty level. A number of states have expanded SCHIP eligibility to children and adults and families with annual incomes greater than 250% of the poverty level.
Administration officials visited Capitol Hill last week to discuss the budget. Can you tell us about those hearings, Mary Agnes?
Department of Health and Human Services Secretary Michael Levitt endured tough questioning, especially from the Senate Finance Committee. Finance members said that the administration's SCHIP proposals could cause more than 1 million children and 600,000 of their parents, caretakers, and low-income adults to lose health coverage. Finance Chairman Max Baucus, a Democrat from Montana, said that Congress must give the program enough money to cover the children it already serves, plus funds to reach the 6 million children who are eligible for that program or for Medicaid but are not enrolled. The finance hearing, as well as Levitt's appearances before the House Energy and Commerce and Ways and Means Committees, demonstrate the amount of opposition that the president's budget will face this year on Capitol Hill.
What elements of the Bush budget might be changed significantly?
Lawmakers in both parties have expressed support for greater SCHIP funding, so that amount is likely to be higher than what's in the president's budget. Members of both parties will also fight to obtain more funds for their local hospitals, as well as for their local providers of home health and medical equipment services, among other areas.
Proponents of mental health parity legislation believe this year represents their best opportunity in years for passage of legislation that would provide more equitable coverage of mental and physical ailments. Mary Agnes, could you give us the details?
House and Senate lawmakers, as well as advocates for the mentally ill, feel that Democratic control of Congress provides a much greater opportunity for passage of mental health parity legislation, first championed by Senator Pete Domenici, a Republican from New Mexico, and the late Senator Paul Wellstone, who was a Democrat from Minnesota.
When might congressional action occur?
Senate Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions Committee Chairman Edward Kennedy, a Democrat from Massachusetts, said that his panel will consider the legislation later this month, with House action expected sometime this spring.
Who will oppose the measure?
Employers and insurers have fought the measure in the past, fearing that it will increase costs. But with mental health parity laws now in place in over 40 states, some of that opposition may be softening. Those groups are working with Capitol Hill lawmakers in an attempt to resolve concerns. While the legislation would not require insurers to cover mental illness, it would bar an insurer that does cover mental illness from imposing any limits on care not applied to physical maladies.
Late last week, Representative Henry A. Waxman, a Democrat from California, held the first of what he said would be a series of aggressive oversight hearings of the pharmaceutical industry. Can you tell us about that?
Waxman said he's sending letters to Medicare prescription drug plans to determine how profitable they are and how much of the savings they negotiate is being passed on to Medicare beneficiaries. Waxman said those findings would help determine whether the Medicare prescription drug program is misusing taxpayers' dollars and overcharging Medicare beneficiaries.
What happened on Friday's session?
Economists, government investigators, and consumer activists accused drug makers of charging Medicare recipients higher drug prices than those charged in other government drug programs or even at some retail outlets. The witnesses urged the government to obtain more information about drug pricing and all federal programs. Waxman said he would push the administration to beef up its efforts to bring fraud cases against pharmaceutical firms, which have returned billions in fines to the federal government for pricing or marketing fraud and illegal distribution.
What was the industry response?
While drug makers did not testify at the hearing, a spokesman for the Pharmaceutical Research and Manufacturers of America said later that Medicare drug programs offer beneficiaries many choices for their drug coverage, and that the program's not only saving beneficiaries money, but its cost is not as great as initially projected. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, or CMS, also has noted high enrollment and high satisfaction among Medicare beneficiaries.
So what's next?
Waxman, who's the chair of the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee, has written to 12 of the largest Part D insurers, asking them to open their books to the committee and report much of the data they're required to send to the federal government.
Thank you for your time, Mary Agnes Carey, for Congressional Quarterly.